Opening credits. You are listening to Infinity, Book 3 in the Antipodes series, written by T.S. Simons, narrated by Alex Fitton, published by Four Horsemen Publishing, Incorporated. Copyright T.S. Simons in 2022. All rights reserved. Acknowledgements. I always get to this part of the book and go blank. You would think after writing several novels and all the drafts that precede them, I would be able to write a list of people to thank. But no. One day, I will remember to keep that list as I go along. Sadly, it is not today. To all the wonderful people who have bought or recommended my books and even waited patiently for the next in the series, thank you. I can't tell you what it means to me that people actually enjoy my work. The feedback you provide is invaluable. Maxine, thank you for a lifelong friendship and so much laughter. We may go months without seeing each other, but I know you always have my back. Love you. Bob, thanks for being one of the good ones. Hope you like this edition better. Caitlin, thank you for telling me how much you love my books. When an intelligent, articulate, and resilient woman like you tells me she likes my books, I know I have done something right. Wishing you all the best. To my family, friends, and colleagues, thank you for putting up with me. If you enjoyed this book, it would mean a great deal to me if you could spare a few minutes to leave a quick review on Goodreads, Amazon, BookBub, or any other platform. Chapter 1. Mooring the small fishing boat in the harbor at Kirkwall, I paused, wondering what sort of reception I would receive. Had I made a mistake in coming here? The last time I visited the Orkney community was almost a year ago, and for vastly different reasons. Knowing how to open the access hatches in the geodesic domes that protected us from infected rain, a raiding party had kidnapped 11 women to enslave, my wife Lay being among them. In pursuit, but a full day behind, our crew had stopped here briefly and been welcomed. A quick meal, a précis of our mission, 3 volunteers to join us, and we were on our way. I had been in no fit state to communicate on our return voyage when we returned the 6 abducted Orcadian women. Reeling from the violent death of my wife Letitia at the hands of the raiders and battling a severe infection, I hadn't left the cabin of our vessel. As I slowly entered the village, I could see people watching me from a distance, apprehensive. Knowing that the people here were likely as wary of strangers as the residents in my home community on the Hebridean island of Lewis were, I entered with my hands in front of me, indicating that I held no weapon. Cautiously approaching, I was about to call out a greeting when a tall, shadowy figure spoke inquiringly toward me. "Cam?" "It is," I responded and looked over to see the male speaker. The afternoon sun was behind him, the glare in my face making me squint. "Will?" I guessed as I stepped farther forward and into the shade of the home's eaves. A wide grin crossed his face as he extended his arm. "How are you, Cam? So good to see you. You recovered all right, then?" Grateful for the warm welcome, I smiled. "I'm well, thank you. My profuse thanks to you for the antibiotics and the painkillers. They undoubtedly saved my life." "Our pleasure. And it was a fair price, too. We never got the chance to thank you personally for returning our friends." I heard your wife didn't make it." "No. She didn't." "I'm sorry, man. I can't imagine what that feels like." "Hell is what it feels like," I thought, with fresh pain piercing my chest, making me want to double over from the stabbing sensation, but said nothing. "Not that we aren't thrilled to see you, Campbell, but I assume you haven't come all this way for a random neighborly call. Is there something we can do for you?" Even after all these years, I still appreciated the direct Scottish approach. There was no beating around the bush with social niceties. People just asked, and you responded. "Out with it, then. I was hoping, if you don't mind, to speak with them. The women that were taken. Is that okay?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?